February weather will go down in the record books in stark contrast to January. Above normal warmth so far this month following January's extreme cold is hard to pin on any one factor. But National Weather Service lead forecaster Rick Toman in Fairbanks says the cooling of equatorial Pacific waters called La Nina likely figures into it.
These big shifts, both extreme warm and extreme cold, do seem to be somewhat more prevalent in interior Alaska during these La Nina winters. During El Nino winters, we seem to be a more steady state, somewhat above normal. But these big shifts, like we've had, do seem to occur somewhat more frequently during these La Nina winters.
Toman says last winter was also La Nina and featured some ups and downs, including two late-season blizzards in the interior. Toman says atmospheric conditions affecting Alaska since the start of this month are keeping the interior and other parts of the state warm.
Low pressure has moved a bit farther southwest, more centered over the southern Bering Sea and farther west. So that's allowed more southerly flow from lower latitudes to come into Alaska. And we've had at times that's actually developed a nice high pressure over the Yukon Territory. So southeast winds aloft, that's allowing temperatures to respond accordingly.
Toman says long-range models show interior weather shifting back more toward normal, but increasing sunlight limits how cold it can get this time of year. He adds it's also the driest part of the year, and there's no major snow in the current outlook.